That is my decision. We need not discuss it, said the man at the desk. He was already looking at a book. His two children left the room, closing the door behind them. He doesn't want us around, the boy muttered. He doesn't care what we want. We know that, was the girl's answer. He doesn't care about anything except his books and scrolls. The boy hit the wall. I don't want to be a knight. I want to be a great sorcerer. I want to slay demons and walk with the gods. Do you think I want to be a lady? His sister asked. Walk slowly, Alana, she said primly. Sit still, Alana. Shoulders back, Alana. As if that's all I can do with myself. She paced the floor. There has to be another way. The boy watched the girl. Tom and Alana of Trebond were twins, both with red hair and purple eyes. The only difference between them, as far as most people could tell, was the length of their hair. In face and body shape, dressed alike, they would have looked alike. Face it, Tom told Alana. Tomorrow you leave for the convent and I go to the palace. That's it. Why do you get all the fun? She complained. I'll have to learn sewing and dancing. You'll study tilting, fencing. Do you think I like that stuff? He yelled. I hate falling down and whacking at things. You're the one who likes it, not me. She grinned. You should have been Alana. They always teach the girls magic. The thought hit her so suddenly that she gasped. Tom, that's it. From the look on her face, Tom knew his sister had just come up with yet another crazy idea. What's it? He asked suspiciously. Alana looked around and checked the hall for servants. Tomorrow he gives us the letters for the man who trains the pages and the people at the convent. You can imitate his writing so you can do new letters saying we're twin boys. You go to the convent. Say in the letter that you're to be a sorcerer. The daughters of the goddess are the ones who train young boys in magic, remember? When you're older, they'll send you to the priests, and I'll go to the palace and learn to be a knight. That's crazy, Tom argued. What about your hair? You can't go swimming naked either, and you'll turn into a girl. You know, with a chest and everything. I'll cut my hair, she replied, and, well, I'll handle the rest when it happens. What about Coram and Maud? They'll be traveling with us, and they can tell us apart. They know we aren't twin boys. She chewed her thumb, thinking this over. I'll tell Coram we'll work magic on him if he says anything, she said at last. He hates magic. That ought to be enough. And maybe we can talk to Maud. Tom considered it, looking at his hands. You think we could? He whispered. Alana looked at her twin's hopeful face. Part of her wanted to stop this before it got out of hand, but not a very big part. If you don't lose your nerve, she told her twin. And if I don't lose mine, she thought. What about Father? He was already looking into the distance, seeing the city of the gods. Alana shook her head. He'll forget us once we're gone. She eyed Tom. Do you want to be a sorcerer bad enough? She demanded. It means years of studying and work for us both. Will you have the guts for it? Tom straightened his tunic. His eyes were cold. Just show me the way. Alana nodded. Let's go find Maud. Maud, the village healer, listened to them and said nothing. When Alana finished, the woman turned and stared out the door for long minutes. Finally, she looked at the twins again. They didn't know it, but Maud was in difficulty. She had taught them all the magic she possessed. They were both capable of learning much more, but there were no other teachers at Trebond. Tom wanted everything he could get from his magic, but he disliked people. He listened to Maud only because he thought she had something left to teach him. He hated Coram, the other adult who looked after the twins, because Coram made him feel stupid. The only person in the world Tom loved, beside himself, was Alana. Maud thought about Alana and sighed. The girl was very different from her brother. Alana was afraid of her magic. Tom had to be ordered to hunt, and Alana had to be tricked and begged into trying spells. The woman had been looking forward to the day when someone else would have to handle these two. Now it seemed the gods were going to test her through them one last time.